We are in the Mishneh Berurah, Siman Aleph, Seif Dalet, on the top of page Hay in your packets. There's a Hay on the top. Everybody good? Everybody got it? Yeah? Okay. Seif Dalet, second line on the top. Tov me'at tachanunim bekavana, meharbot below kavana. It's better to say less supplications with kavana, to say a lot of supplications without kavana. Right, which is a very strong statement in these passing there, Allah Chalama said that it's better that the whole idea of why are we davening in the first place, we're davening because we want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we're talking to God, then it's better to say less, but really get into it and to say what you mean and to really get into what the words are saying and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than to just constantly be mumbling or mouthing words where we don't know what we're talking about and to space out because we're davening for so long that we don't remember what's going on. Now, that being said, he's right now talking about, he's talking in the context of Siman Aleph. The context of Siman Aleph is where the Shulchan Aruch started from, which was, it's good to wake up like a lion before sunrise to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to serve God. That's great. That's what one should do. So the question that he's answering is, well, if I get up before davening, before sunrise to serve God, what do I do from Nates until What do I do from Chatzot HaLaila until dawn? What do I do at night in order to properly serve God? So last time we talked about it, there's ideas of waking up at each third of the night at hours 4, 8, and 12, according to Kabbalah, which is the more dominant tradition of those who do get up in the middle of the night. You would say Tikkun Chatzos. You would say this special tefillah that was organized by the Arizal called Tikkun Chatzos. There's different types of learning that get done. There's certain types of tefillahs that get done. And here he's saying at least, and we'll talk about it more when we get to halachas of actual codified tefillah, like Psukei Dezimra and things of that nature. Does this also apply there? That's a question. But right now he's saying at the very least, if you're somebody who's pulling out a Tehillim and you want to say Tehillim for 10 or 15 minutes, if you want to go and you want to say extra, you want to say extra tefillahs, you want to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the idea is, especially if you're doing extra just to connect, better to say less and connect than to say more and to totally not connect, especially in the extra times. It's what are we using our time for? And the Mishneh Berurah here will explain at length. Take a look at Sif Katan Yud Bet, right after the big Dalet in the Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Bet. Aval, im hamarbe kivein gam kein, hamarbe tov yoter. If you can both say a lot and have kavana for all of it, great. Meaning, don't do less just because the Shulchan Aruch said you can do less. Meaning, if you can do more and you can have kavana for all of it, then definitely do more and have kavana for all of it. That's the best case scenario. V'im hamemait yishlo ones v'inu yachol ha'arich. If the one who says less has some sort of compelling reason why he can't say more at length, oshu m'sha'er ba'atzmo sh'im ya'arich lo yeh yuchal ha'chaven. And this is so true for many of us in our generation, that we just go on and on and on and on and on, and then it goes on so long that we just start to space out. He says that a person recognizes in themselves that if you just say, you try to say all of Sefer Tehillim in one day, or you try to say 35 Prakim Tehillim in one day, like, you're going to space out after the third or the fourth one. You're not going to have Kavana. U'mima'it b'tachanunim v'omrim kavana. But you know that if you say, okay, listen, today I'm only going to do four, but I'm going to be so in the zone for those four. I'm going to bring it down to four, but I'm going to be so in the zone for those four. Listen to what the Mishneh Berurah says here, what he's positing. Nechshav lifnei Hashem yiparach kmo oto sheyesh lo pnai u'ma'arich b'tachanunim v'kavana. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at you exactly the same way as if you davened all of the 35 prakim, if you davened all of the Sefer Tehillim. If you davened as much as you're capable, if you said the extra to the extent that you're capable to, and you really focus and really daven, and you say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't focus anymore, I did as much as I can. A Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at you like you davened everything that you could do. So he's saying, this is not, we're not reading a nice, fluffy Yeshkafa Sefer. This is in the Mishneh Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch. Is that a question, a thought, a reflection?
Yeah, what about this idea of, outside pressure, you say you need to go to 6 o'clock Minyan, and you need to be on the highway at 6:30, and you can only say 5 to fill out with Kavanah, then you see the same.
You're talking about in Minyan or in addition to Minyan?
In Minyan.
So for now, we're talking about it in addition to Minyan. We'll get into how to deal with how much you do or don't say in a Minyan afterward. That's why I preface that. We're talking right now about extra things. When we get to Psukei Dezimra and we talk about what one skips or doesn't skip in Psukei Dezimra if one is late, we'll also talk about can one skip if it means that they'll have more kavana. We'll get into that discussion in Psukei Dezimra. I'm not going to pass on that one way or another right now. Right now we're just talking about extra tefillot. Okay? For now. Right now, it's not even dawn yet, right? We're still before sunrise. Ve'alzeh shaninu, and this is what it says in Chazal, Echad amar be, ve'echad amam it, u'vilvad sheyichav in libo ha-shamayim. Whether you say more or you say less, the main idea is that you have kavana l'shem shamayim, you have kavana to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, so too, v'chein le'inan talmud Torah. So too, by learning Torah, inyan kein, it's the same way. Ki ha'kol taloy lefi ha-shem yiparach, imoseh kol asher b'kuchol la'asot. And that's the key. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all he cares about that I do as much as I can do. If I'm genuine, and I've done the cheshbon ha-nefesh, and I'm being honest with myself, and by being honest with myself, I'm saying, I can do 1 hour in the base medrash, I can do 1 hour in the midrash, I can do 1 hour chabur a week, whatever it is, and I'm honest with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's my limit. And I'm going to throw myself in 110% for that hour. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything more from you than that. That's exactly what he wants from you. To push yourself to be real for as much as you can. And after that, he understands. He knows you. He knows you better than you know you. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows where we're at.
Even if it's in, even if you do it in English, like let's say you're in Tehillim and it's like, and it's like, what are these? Some of the Tehillim is like easy to understand, some of them aren't. I'm just saying, you could just say, even if it's in, don't say it in Hebrew, if it's not with Kavana, but just saying the Kavana, you're not reading it.
So he's not talking about language yet. That's also something that we will get into later. But especially if you're saying something extra, like Tehillim, I would say that there's definitely room to talk about, like, yeah, say it in the language that you understand. I'm not talking about tefillah yet. Not codified tefillah yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. Tehillim is not...
Okay, yeah.
It's not...
Good. Okay. The goal is just to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Not that I want
to
do it in Hebrew, just
to... No, it's fine. I'm just saying the goal is to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umishu ba'al Torah, but he says, Mishu ba'al Torah, v'yesh to leave la'avinu v'ilumod. Now what happens if you say, I have a tremendous kochot, I have tremendous, you know, ability to connect to Torah, tremendous ability to connect to tefillah for a long amount of time, well now I've got a problem, which one do I put my focus on? Should I daven more, should I say more tilim, or should I learn more? So he says, Yachol limnoa milomar habet chinot uvakashot anitfasim besidrim. One can limit the amount of extra tefillot that they say. Again, here we're talking about things outside of regular codified tefillah. You could say a little bit less tilim, you could say a little bit less extra tefillot. V'tov yoter shilmod bimkomam. It's better to learn if you have a choice between the two and you can be able to focus equally on both. If you're doing extra, do the extra in Talmud Torah, he's saying. V'tzaricha adam likboalo 8 lilmod sifrei musar b'chol yom vayom. A person needs, he's paskening, halacha lamaisa, a person needs to create for themselves space and time in every single day to learn Musar. To learn Musar. Ima atvim arbi, if a little bit, if a lot. Maybe this is your moment for the day. Learn Musar. Right? Ki agadol mechaviro, because the more you learn, the more you get into things, yitzroyo gadol hemeno, the more a person is invested in Torah, the more their yitzhar grows, and then more they need to know Musar. But everybody needs to learn Musar every single day. V'tavlina yitzhar hara, u'tukachat mamrei chazal. And the response, the way to transform the Yetzer Hara and bring it to a place where one can do Avodas Hashem, that's through learning Chazal, that's through learning Sifrei Musar. Now if you take a look at the Shar HaTziyun in the bottom, which we said at the beginning is still the Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look at the Chav Vav in parentheses, he says that this idea of having to learn Sifrei Musar every day comes from the Birka Yosef and the Chai Adam and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. And then he says, in his little quiet under, you know, like small print on the bottom, Ayin Sham Shekatav Shu Yoter Chiyuv Milimud Mishnayot. It's even more important learning Mishnayot. For guys especially, that's a very big deal. That's a very big thing to say. So I want to rock your world. I'm going to actually read you the Chai Adam. Whoa. Check this out. Hey, I'm reading you from the Chai Adam, which he's going to quote Halacha Lamaisa throughout the Mishnah Berurah. This is not like somebody. This is one of this is a very strong posek who has a tremendous amount of weight in Halacha. Well, I can look up more biographical information for afterward, but we have 1.5 minutes, so I want to at least see what the Chai Adam says. Upshita, says the Chai Adam, in Klal Kuf Mem Gimel, 143, Aleph, and it's in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, so it's also very timely. Upshita shehu chov gamor. He says it is an obligation on every single person, a complete obligation. Al kol adam shel yom b'chol yom sifrei ha'yira im ma'at v'marbe. That a person should learn sifrei yira, meaning sifrei musar, a little bit or a lot. Sheyoter chiyuv mikol limudav. It's more important, forget mishnayot, it's more important than any limud that a person would do that day. Va'afilu im yitbatel yidizeh min limud perek mishnayot o shar limud. Even if he's going to lose out on being able to learn a whole perek of mishnayot or any other limud, person needs to recognize context. Ki ma Hashem Elokecha mevakesh mimcha ki im lirauto. Moshe Rabbeinu cries out in Parshat Ekev, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you except to fear him? Ukitita b'mishnah, it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, im ein yira, ein Torah. If a person doesn't have yirat Hashem, he's not going to have Torah. He says, ki ma to'il lo ha-Torah. What good is the Torah that you're going to learn? Im ein da'ato l'kayim. if he has no way of really upholding it properly. V'omnam, then he says, one shouldn't just think that one could do only Sifrei Musar. A person needs to learn Torah also. V'omnam, lo tafsik lo hayira levad im einu lomei Torah. A person needs to both learn Torah and learn Sifrei Musar. Kim einu yodea ma lasot, if a person doesn't know what to do, matzri lo hayira, so good, he's as awe of God, he wants to serve God, but he has no idea how to serve God. Ukedita sham b'mishnah, im einu Torah ein yira. If you don't have Torah, then you also have navira. You need both. Rotze lamar ein yira to klum. Hagam shebevada yotir tov kasher ye adam yirei shemayim afshu am aretz. He says, however, at the end of the day, bevadai, it's better if a person is yirei shemayim, even if he's an am aretz and doesn't know anything. Yotir v'yotir tov milamdan ve'ein lo yira. Yotir v'yotir tov than a person who knows all the Torah in the world but has no connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't understand what it means to live a life of service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, bottom line in all of this is, recognize that when we're saying a shetfilot, the idea is to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole premise of this whole siman of Shulchan Aruch is, how do I connect in the extra times? That the idea is to connect, the idea is to link in. The person is chayav to learn Sifrei Musar, person is the whole point is to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we forget that and lose that in the context of halacha, the whole halacha falls apart. And that's why, again, consistently we keep opening up this siman, or the siman itself opens up with all of these key pieces and key ideas that lead us to Avodas Hashem. We'll pick up with Seif. Hey, next week.